I'm Sarah D'Elia, and we're breaking into this hour of a Prairie Home Companion because CMPD has just released two videos, a dash cam and a body camera video from CMPD regarding the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. And in the studio with me right now to discuss what we saw and have viewed and what we're digesting right now is WFAE's Assistant News Director, Lisa Wharf. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
So we've watched the video here at WFAE, and it is available on our website at WFAE.org. We're not going to play any of the sound on the radio right now because it just wouldn't give you the correct context, but you can go to WFAE.org to view it for yourself. Lisa, what do we see?
So, I mean, yes, this is a video where the visuals are really important. And what you see, the dash cam video is really what says a lot. So these are the police officers who are responding once the two plainclothes officers are out, and they're already kind of guns up. And so you see the car pull in, and you see an officer. You also don't see Officer Vincent, who fires the shots, but you see them looking at a white SUV having a gun pointed out and, you know, saying, you know, drop the gun, drop the gun. And then you see Keith Scott. He opens the door after a few minutes or a few seconds after several repeated, don't, you know, drop the gun. And he gets out and he kind of steps away from the car and he lifts his arm just, I mean, a little, you know, up by his side. He's not pointing or anything. And as he sort of like flaps a arm, you see something in a hand. But as Chief Kurt Putney has said, it is ambiguous. You see sort of a blob. You do not see him point it at anyone, as the chief has also said. And the way he gets out of the car, he's certainly not, he's not rigid. You know, he's not, he doesn't look like he's at attention. He almost looks dazed and he kind of backs up. And that's when the officer shoots. And again, you do not see the officer actually shooting, but you see Scott go down.
And we have some audio from that press conference that had happened earlier with CMPD Chief Kurt Putney. We're going to go to that now and hear what he had to say about some of the footage.
There is no definitive visual evidence that he had a gun in his hand. You can see something in the hand, and that he pointed it at an officer. That I did not visually see in the video, but what we do see is compelling evidence that when you put all the pieces together, support that.
And what Chief Putney said today in the press conference before they released this is, hey, what we're releasing are the objective facts, the most complete puzzle we can release without trying the case out in public. So there were these videos, but along with that, they gave sort of a rundown of the sequence of events, how this played out. So that we know the officers, the plainclothes officers, as we've known before, were there in that, around that area trying to serve a warrant. And they were in a car next to, as police say, next to Keith Scott's SUV. And apparently as they were sitting there kind of scoping out the scene, they looked over and they saw what they believed Keith Scott was rolling a blunt, rolling marijuana. And then they thought, well, this is not a priority, as the rundown says in this. But then they also, at one point, noticed that he held up a gun. You know, it was not that he necessarily pointed it or anything like that, but they noticed that there was this mix of drug and gun. And that's when CMPD says they decided that they needed to take action with this and, you know, get this gun out of the man's possession.
And in one of the videos, you do hear, as we know, there was cell phone footage from Keith Lamont Scott's wife that was widely circulated yesterday. And you do hear her yelling in the background a little bit. But this seems to be, these are two videos that we have access to, but Lisa, there is other footage that isn't going to be revealed to the public until the State Bureau investigation is complete. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And remember, Officer Vinson, who fired the shots, he was not wearing a body cam, CMPD says. He was a plainclothes officer. The officers that are wearing body cams are mostly patrol uniformed officers. So there is not that vantage point out there. But there were, I believe, at least a few other officers, three or four that responded. They said they were not releasing some of that other video because they felt like this video was kind of the most, as Putney said, complete piece of the puzzle. And, you know, there's a lot of video that they felt was kind of like coming to the scene or afterwards. But yes.
Anything else that stood out to you with the press conference that you attended today or after viewing the video?
It was interesting to hear Chief Putney talk about how these videos finally came to be released. So he said, you know, we've been hearing him say, hey, I do not want to release these videos until we have enough of the investigation, enough facts that we found in place, so we don't release things into a vacuum. But he was very clear, even Friday morning, that this was not going to come out now. And what he said in the press conference was that around Thursday, he started feeling like there was somewhat enough facts out there to maybe get him to start thinking about this. But then the family of Keith Scott had called for an independent investigation through the SBI. So he said, you know, at that point, I felt like, you know, I did not want to impact a case for the SBI. So I said no. And now he says we are the functional legal custodians of this video. And he feels like now that after talking to them, this is not going to impact their case. But it was interesting. I mean, he was asked, for example, you know, whether the repeated request released the tapes, whether the tape that Scott's wife released yesterday, if that really pushed him over with this. And he very quickly dismissed that and said, basically, no.
Yeah, a pretty firm no there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not playing any of that audio from the video, but we do have it available at our website, WFAE.org. And I think we're going to leave it there for the moment, Lisa, unless you have anything else to add. The story is ongoing, and we'll be breaking in and providing coverage throughout the evening as necessary.
Indeed.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We now rejoin A Prairie Home Companion, which is already in progress. This is 90.7 WFAE.